Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our Enlightened Networking 30 Minutes of Wisdom Friday morning call. Each Friday morning, we bring to you inspired speakers, lecturers, teachers, and just wise women and men who have insights to share regarding business and life in general, principle-centered philosophies that will help us all come into greater alignment with our own potential and that of our teams, our families, and our businesses. So I'd like to turn the call over to my beloved partner in life, Robin, who's going to be interviewing and introducing our very special guest this morning. So over to you, Robin. Thank you.
And thank you, Gregory. I love having your support in so many ways. I'm very grateful. So good morning, everyone, and thank you for taking time, either live or on the replay. We have many, many, many of you that listen on the replay, and thanks for sharing. This is Robin Blank-Pascari, and like Gregory said, we are in West Glacier, Montana, and we are here to be with you today and share a special friend, a special guest, a wise woman. Diane McCourtney has been a friend of mine for, Diane, is it 30 years?
It could be that.
It could be.
I'm afraid to count.
So wonderful to have you with us this morning. And I want to jump in and get started because Diane and I, you know, we do have a long history. And in this business, when we're self-employed, there's many businesses you end up with clients and customers. In the profession that many of us are in, we actually can cherry pick our business partners. And I picked Diane, and in the first company I was with, and Diane, could you share a little bit about your history and where you came from, where you were at when we reconnected, and what you told me about what you didn't want?
I'd be happy to, Robin, and good morning, everybody. This is a fun story to tell because it's still kind of an amazing dream come true for me. I still pinch myself every day. Okay, so I remember getting, I kept thinking about you. I bumped into a mutual friend of ours. You and I hadn't seen each other in, I think it could have been like 8 years or something like that. And suddenly I was thinking about you. I asked this mutual friend of ours if she knew where you were. She did. She gave me your email address. I emailed you, and I think in 5 minutes I had a reply. And that was really fun because you told me that you were looking for me, and I'll let you tell that part of the story. But what happened for me, or where I was when I made that call to you, was I was extremely ill. I had gone through a very traumatic part of my life, had moved away and come back to San Diego where we had originally met. I was just really trying to get well, and I wasn't having any luck. My background before that was as a holistic health practitioner for 25 years, and that had been my career. And my career was ending because my health was failing, and it was a pretty scary time. So you can imagine my delight when you wrote back and we talked about a similar story that you had been through with your health. So I'll let you tell that part of the story.
Well, I do want to kind of step back a little bit because Diane and I were speaking the other day and we're kind of reminiscing on our story together of how we got reconnected, which was magical. Diane was on my list, my dream team list, as many of you hear me talk about, of the qualities and characteristics of the kind of people I want to work with, and I couldn't find her. So, what was fascinating is that when we connected, you know, Diane shared a little bit about where she was at, and when we spoke on the phone the other day, what touched me so deeply and why I wanted to invite Diane on the call today is Diane embodies what so many of us are really looking for. which is living the dream, and living the dream of what's really, really important. It's not about all the toys and all the stuff and having a complicated life, and Diane's going to share her lifestyle in just a moment. It's about living life congruently with what's important. And so when I connected with Diane, and she was on my dream team list, and I invited her, I was interested in her as a business prospect. She made it really clear I'm interested in products. And so, Diane, why don't you talk a little bit about what happened with you and then what you did and what unfolded?
Okay, so from that point, I just want to emphasize that it was just such a magical connection. And when you're looking for something and your heart is open, the most amazing things come forth. Robin told me a story of her success with some products that she had fallen in love with, along with the company, and that she had a whole new paradigm of business going on. And I thought, that is so wonderful, and I'm so happy for her. All I care about is getting well. She's a businesswoman. I'm a health practitioner. I love that story. And tell me about the products. Please tell me about the products, and I will take your recommendation. And that's always the best way to learn about something is through someone else's story and someone you trust and care about. Who cares about you? So the products came to me in the mail, and what do you know? They worked pretty miraculously, and boy, I started to wake up and get well and get back to being who I was before and kind of who I was when you knew me. But I was really down. I just really want to emphasize that. Now, I was really down and out and scared. And so I started changing that rapidly. Now, this is also interesting to note that Robin was in Colorado then, and I was in California. So all of this was happening long distance. I started taking the products. I started getting well. I started looking a lot better. I started looking healthy. My light was shining again. And I had quite a few friends who just kept watching this progress in me and saying, what are you doing? It was very easy for me to share what was going on with me because I was embodying it. That's a key for me. I was my truth. It was really happening for me. So sharing the products started to happen, and I started to change my mind a little bit about what this business might be. But without going into a lot of detail, I'll just tell you all, and many of you may be able to relate to this. I just didn't see myself in this type of a business, in a networking business. I was a one-on-one practitioner. I was not a salesperson. I was not a marketer. And so I couldn't quite see myself in the business. What happened was that the organic unfoldment of what I cared about and what I loved the most started to happen around my health improving and what was exciting me. So
it's such an
what
important
happened
point. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I was going to say. You pick up that piece because I know you watched that, and I'm sure you were smiling all the way while I was saying no, 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 no.
Well, you know, I think an important part of the story for me, and I think for everybody else, is, you know, Diane was on my list, and she made it really clear she was not interested in the business. She was interested in products. So, you know, I had to, you know, use a muscle that I – you know, is important in this business is to do what serves them, not what we want. And Diane, I think another important point is what you said really beautifully is you're not a marketer, you're not a salesperson, you shared. And from sharing, what happened? You saw some other people. What happened?
Oh, my goodness. I was delighted because so many of my friends were interested in what I was doing, and as I shared the product with them, they got excited because everybody had something positive happening about this. So as you well know, Robin, my big passion is community. And a little community started developing around, you know, improved health and life, quality of life and rejuvenation and just feeling more excited about being alive, because that's what happens when you get healthy. We all became a little community. We became a team. We became a group of people, and suddenly many of my friends, and it seemed suddenly, were just organically starting little businesses, sharing with their friends. I was helping them just like I had been helped. It was an amazing process for me, because I had to, well, I just back up a little bit. The career I'd had for all 25 years was over. I just couldn't, it just was over for many reasons. So what was I going to do? I was well over 55 at that point. This is important too. This is the age for a lot of women when you are unemployable. You can't get a job. I hadn't had a job in 25 years, but I didn't know what in the world I might do. And the blessing was that it unfolded as a business. Many of my friends were sharing, as I said, and suddenly the magic, here's the magic of that magic piece called exponential growth, which I just got the chills when I said that, because that's what captured me. I mean, I was on a roll with sharing and building community and helping others, which is what I brought into the business. Then the part where I personally expanded and didn't know I had it in me was when exponential growth started to become real. It's a lovely phrase, but I didn't really get it until, you know, it's like those, I'm sure in every business, no matter what the product, you look at your numbers on your back office and you see where you are. You go to bed and you think about what do you have to do tomorrow. You wake up in the morning and look at your back office, and your numbers are bigger than they were the night before.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow. This is getting fun. So I think I can say when that started to happen, I started to move into really being able to see myself as a leader, a big leader, in the company, rather than someone who was doing a small business without any capability of going any farther than that. I mean, it was amazing to me that those pieces of me showed up, but it didn't come right away. I think that's a really important piece. I grew into
That's beautiful, because and witnessing and participating in it, would love everyone to realize is, you know, we just don't know. Diane was very clear. She entered through a product door. She fell in love with community, but we talk about belief.
Mm-hmm.
And products and then we talk about being a personal development program with a compensation plan. So what you just said is more about the things you never thought you would do. You know, I asked you earlier about kind of income, or, oh, no, that's not for me. Would you share a little bit of numbers of what you saw was possible and then what unfolded for you?
Would you ask that question one more time? You kind of bleeped out there.
Sure. Oh, okay.
Would I share?
A little bit about, you know, what your belief system about what you could create in a business was early
mm-hmm.
on, and then as you personally grew, what that developed into. And maybe we can step a little bit soon into what that's translated into now in your life.
Okay. Well, I think as I started to realize I could build some kind of a business, I imagined that I could have some kind of an income that could keep me going. I never imagined myself in those huge numbers when you see people on stage. And I used to always think about this kind of a business and listen to people and their success and go, wow, how great for them. But that didn't seem to be in my realm of talent. So I saw myself as a few thousand dollars a month, something that at least would keep me out off the street, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I just grew into the bigger dream as I listened to my leadership, and I will say that this, I think, is the key. If I look back at what I did, was I completely committed myself to do this business to the best of my ability. I just invested everything I had into it. It was maybe not a full-time job in the beginning, but it was my full-time focus.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it a commitment, and then I started watching and being more willing. You know, I went through an initial growth process and learning the basics and learning the new language, and I learned how to listen to people better. And then you come to the place where the personal growth with the comp plan, best therapy I ever had. Best therapy I ever had. Don't you think? It's like,
yeah.
Oh my goodness, I'm afraid to get on stage and talk to people. I never even wanted to do book reports in school. I just, you know, that was, oh, geez. No, thank
yeah.
you. just all of
you
those things that you, go ahead.
No, go, keep going.
I just faced a lot of fears. You have to face your fear of abundance or lack of abundance. You have to look at your self-worth. I think everybody, or most everybody, is afraid of public speaking. I remembered, I thought, if I ever make it to the top, I just won't go to the convention when I have to make a speech. So I'll make it to the top, but I'll keep it to myself. Well, that's ridiculous. But that's how squirmy I was. I was so squirmy about it. And when you really embrace it with your full heart, and you get out of your own way, and you let the energy of what you have gotten yourself in the middle of take you beyond your fears, it's amazing. It's quite amazing. And the best part of it is that you don't do it alone. You don't do any of it alone. I was a single mother who raised three boys by myself. I did it alone, and I brought all those habits into the business, and they all had to drop away. And having wonderful leadership above me, people who cared about me and gave me my space and my timing and let me just grow into it, I did grow into it way past my wildest dreams. So,
that point you just made, Diane, is one of the most important shifts that I see people need to make in our business model, but almost any business model in doing anything of significance, is to shift to that place that it's where we need to link arms, ask for support, receive support, do it as a team, and realize that we can only do things when we have a team. And it was just beautiful to watch that unfold. And, you know, if you could just kind of identify some of those key values in your life, because you embody a lifestyle. I'd love people to hear about, you know, what your dream was many, many years ago and now what you're fulfilling. Because I think a lot of people have dreams that don't think they're possible. You held on to your long time and now look what you have. So would you share a little bit about that?
I would love to share about that, because I am still so blessed. So back a long time ago, 1979, I moved to a beautiful little town called Ojai, California, a pretty magical little place, a Shangri-La kind of a valley, and I spent 5 years there and finished raising my kids and went off to make a living as a marriage ended and I needed to move on. And so I left Ojai and went to another lovely place, San Diego, and built a career, did my health practitioner work for all those years. I had family that was still in Ohio, so I visited now and then, but I didn't live there. I lived 4 hours away, and I made it okay to be in San Diego, which is a gorgeous place people would love to live in. I liked it there. I thrived there in my business, but my heart was still here in Ohio. So as I built this business and I became bigger and more of who I was and got clearer on my dream and built and built and built, there came a time when I was able to shift from having to be in a certain place to make money. And I'm sure many, many people identify with that. You have a job or a career, and it is in a location, and that's why you're there, and that's why you stay there. Well, in about 5 years ago, my granddaughter was born, and she lived in Ohio. She's my only granddaughter. She's the only girl in our family, child-wise. And my heart longed to be near her and be able to watch her grow up because this is probably my final grandchild. Seemed impossible. But a couple of years later, everything fell into place. I was able, because of the fact that this business offers me a lot of mobility, and I can do it wherever I am. So I made my way back to Ojai. I bought a piece of property. I built a little house with the help of my fabulous friends, and I live about 6 blocks away from my 5-year-old granddaughter. I have never been so fulfilled in my life. It is a joy every day. I still pinch myself every day going, wow, this really happened. And that check comes in every month. And I'm pretty retired now. I do a little bit, but I'm really letting it all cook because I did all of that, you know, years ago. And it's still growing and it's still moving and it's still brings me residual income, which allows me to do this, to make this dream come true. So worth every bit of fear and I had to break through and frustrations and worries and, you know, all of that stuff that comes and growing and stretching and I was an amazing, amazing experience. And I would not have bet a nickel on my success when we first started. I wouldn't have bet on myself because there was so much in the way for me. So I hope that's inspiring to the people that are listening, because it's just if you just follow your heart and get over yourself in that, all of those worries and who you think you aren't, amazing things happen. Amazing things
wow.
happen.
Well, I heard several things that you said, and, you know, one of them was you committed, you know, you gave it your all. You became a student of the business model. Whatever business people are in, people are on this line from many different kinds of businesses, and Diane and I are no longer in business together. Diane is retired. I went on to, you know, another company, and that's not the point. You know, it's like we have a business model, and there's many different business models. The one that we're speaking about is, and you put how many years in, Diane, to get to this place?
I think it's 8 or 9 years. I can't quite remember, but not even a 10-year span. And look what it happened. My gosh.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And I think the concept that you talked about with residual income and exponential income, you shared something really fun with me before about magic and creativity. You know, we know the business model that we've been in is, you know, duplication. You do the same thing over and over again. And you're a creative person. How did that work?
Well, yeah, that was fun to talk about. I was saying to Robin that I remember in the beginning Gregory talking about duplication, and he was the master teacher, and I was listening, and I'm, I'm believing him and I get what he's saying, but it doesn't excite me. Duplication is duplication is the factory line. It's like it's for creative people. It's like what you try not to do. You don't, you know. I've been avoiding being being in a mold for most of my life. So that's what I said about the magic. The magic, when you connect the duplicatable model with the truth about the formula of exponential growth and like compounded interest, and a penny duplicated for a month makes $1 million or whatever that amazing formula is, then it's exciting. And that's pretty much what turned the corner for me. And I did, you know, I brought the gifts and talents that I had. I finally got it to bring the gifts and talents that I had into the duplicatable model, so that the creativity within that model is what makes it work. And I totally appreciated that both of those things came from Gregory in an unfolding kind of way, so that it appealed to both sides of my brain. You know, I get it that you have to be a team and you have to do things in a certain way. And now I get the why of why it works. And the biggest why for me in the trust factor is when you really understand that the people above you do not succeed unless you succeed, then you feel like, then you know you're a team. Then you know that you're like you're a whole bunch of people on a rope climbing up a mountain. Everybody is together or nobody's together. So that whole piece of trusting the duplicatable, magical, exponential growth was a winner for me, for sure.
I love that distinction you made, because I think a lot of people may have that concern that you had and not even be aware that they have it. Oh, I don't want to do something over and over again. I'm going to lose myself, and I don't want to be a mm-hmm. cookie cutter. And when, in fact, what I hear you say is that actually you brought your greatest gifts and talents and strengths in, and it is a creative process from that place and about relationships and caring. And there is a system that works. You do the system, it works, but it certainly isn't boring. It's like a factory line, is it?
I have never been bored.
Never been bored. And so I in closing, we have just a short bit left here. You know, could you, because what inspires me so much about Diane, and she is a wise woman and special friend, that, you know, she's so clear on her values. And when we live our life in alignment with our values, you know, you heard Diane talk about feeling blessed. Would you describe this amazing house that you built? Just briefly.
Yes, I will.
How many square feet?
Well, 1,000 square feet. I have
all right.
So much room. I have plenty of room. I have 2 bedrooms, a bath. I have a front porch and a back deck, a lovely secluded backyard, a front yard that lets me see the neighborhood. I'm located in a perfect place in this little town where I can walk everywhere, which I do. I almost walk all the time. I haven't been in my car in a couple days now. It's just really amazing. I have 2 sons who are master woodworkers, and so this little craftsman bungalow is a pretty much a piece of art. It really is. It gets a lot of attention, and I built it green so that I was honored to be a part of the Ojai Valley Green Building Tour last year. About 200 people come through the house to see all of the things you can do to make a house green. You don't have to do everything, but you can do what you do, and it's really fun to help people understand that and pass along that news. My dearest friend did the design work in it, and so it was a big family affair to build this house, and it's a privilege, it's an honor to live here and to inspire people. I truly, people drive by and still thank me for building it, and they watched it. I bought an old 95-year-old house and thought I could I thought I could refurbish it, but I had to tear it down and we started over. So
wow.
we made a piece of art. This was a community family affair. It's the Ohana Pali. It's the family house in Ohio. And I hope you all can come to visit sometime. It's a beautiful place to have a little fun in Ohio.
Oh.
You know, Diane, I just want to jump in. This is Gregory. And the story of your home is almost a metaphor for many things in our life and sometimes building our businesses, because you thought you had it built. You thought you had the house you wanted. And then you came to realize that you needed to tear it down and start over. And, you know, I need to admit I've had to do that a few times in my business. Where I thought I had the right team. I thought I had the right business, you know, and I had to tear it down and start over to really get what I was after. So I just couldn't help chiming in, hearing the story of your home and knowing that it parallels so many different aspects of our lives sometimes.
Thank you, Gregory, and I'm very happy to hear your voice this morning. And
pleasure to hear yours too.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And it was that whole process of starting over again, being a beginner, never having done it before. But I guess having had the experience in the business allowed me to take that courage that I developed. I did develop a lot of courage. I just thought of that. And go for it, because I'm not alone. There's lots of people that love us and want to help us if we will only ask.
Well, you know, Diane, you kind of touch on kind of the core essence of why Robin and I started these calls and networking, is because we love the profession of networking and as it applies to MLM, to direct sales, and many other different professional areas. But networking is probably doing more for the field of personal development and growth than most of all of the other books and tapes put together, because we create a safe, supportive place for people to grow in belief in themselves, in their courage and capacity. So, you know, it has been such a one of the great blessings of my life has been watching you blossom from being a master health practitioner to a master business builder, and now being able to enjoy the fruits of your labor after 8-10 years of dedicated effort, and it wasn't all easy, and we know that, but, you know, after consistent and persistent effort, you're now enjoying the fruits of your labor and living your dream life and your dream home with your dream family all around you. So bless your heart, Diane. Thank you so much for sharing and being with us here today.
Oh, it's just been my pleasure, and I want to thank the both of you for modeling for me what you believed in. You know, do you remember, Gregory, the first time you were giving a training session, I kept trying to leave the room because I wasn't interested. But I kept coming back, and I kept coming back. I was so funny. Wasn't I funny? I kept coming back because I heard something that rang so true, and it was your belief.
You knew there was a pony in there somewhere, right?
I did, and I found the pony, and I found the pony rider, and I just found everything. I found a treasure in both of you. So I thank you so much, and it's just been a joy talking to you this morning.
Well, thank you, Diane, and it was so much fun the other day when we were just having a visit, and I came up with the idea, because your story, I think we hear so many of the other kinds of stories, and I think it's good to hear lots of different stories, but the bottom line is you are so clear on what's important in your values, and you're living your life congruent to that, and this business model has been supportive for in many dimensions, and I adore you. We adore you. We're proud of you. We're inspired by you, and we thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning. So we'll complete our recording right now, our 30 minutes of wisdom, and next week, oh, my goodness, this is so fun for me. Next week, we have the master networker himself, John Fogg. And, Gregory, would you just share a little bit about John's history?
Well, John Fogg is one of the early pioneers in
public advocates for the profession of direct sales network marketing. He published original Upline magazine. He's authored many books, some with some he's been, you know, kind of behind the scenes authoring for others, as many bestsellers in the direct sales network marketing arena. John's, you know, primary book is The Greatest Networker in the World, and some people refer to him as such. And we'll be very honored to have him in on our call next Friday morning, sharing his 30 minutes with everyone.
So at this time, we're going to complete our recording. If you want to stand by for just a quick few minutes, we'll see if Diane can stay with us for a little bit. Hold on. Stand by.